Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features there are totally free. That is freetalklive.com. Mark, you had started out last hour telling us that somebody, some scholarly guy, is going to suggest that perhaps monarchy might work a little better for America, this whole democracy thing, representative republic, democratically elected representative republic, just hasn't worked out too well. And so he's going to make a case, and we're going to get to it, but we've got to go to the phones first. Because Jim is on the line from Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Let's go to Jim in Texas. Jim going once. Jim going twice. Jim is gone. He should be there, but he's not. Let's try Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, lads.
Hey, Dave's there. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, monarchy. Well, there's an interesting thought. You can't say the guy is being politically correct, can you?
I suppose not.
No.
Well, anyway, I wanted to call and tell you a little bit about an event that happened recently. There was a meeting in New Hampshire to try and talk up the smoke ban.
Yeah, I heard about this.
2 or 3 days ago, they wanted to get together and kind of build support for the smoke ban.
Yeah, they're going to try it again. They failed once earlier this year. They're going to give it another shot next year, I guess.
Right. The Free Staters beat them almost single-handedly. It's the first time that's ever happened,
mm-hmm.
Where the Free Staters were the only ones holding up the pro-liberty line.
Before you tell me more about the event, didn't I hear that they invited a Free Stater to the event?
They invited Keith Murphy. I may have been by accident. It was really almost like a mass mail inviting whoever.
Maybe they invited him accidentally because he's a candidate for office. Maybe that's what they were thinking.
Possibly.
Okay.
Anyway, he had to work that night, but he just let everybody else know about it. So, the meeting was, I guess there's about 20 people there, but 5 Free Staters crashed the meeting.
Excellent.
Not in a obstructionary way, mm-hmm. but just went, you know. And it was me and 4 other guys that showed up. I didn't know they were going to be there, but it was really cool. Most of them were from Grafton. There's a lot of Free Staters that are actually starting to kind of show up in Grafton, which is pretty cool.
Okay.
This is a very small town. It was sort of an original target town. But anyway,
happened? What transpired?
There was just a lot of speeches, for about an hour, and then they just kind of let everybody introduce themselves, and that was when they got a chance to hear from us about mm-hmm. our reasons for being there and our concerns about, you know, what they were doing. Everybody said something a little bit different. For the most part, it was simple, and, you know, a lot of these folks are people who we'd be allied with on other issues, but the smoking ban is just one of the harder things to argue against.
Well, these people are convinced that the answer to stopping people from smoking is government force. And it's going to be difficult to sway sway them away from that, isn't it?
Oh, it may be impossible to sway them as individuals, but
yeah.
It's always hopeful. You know, I always hope that I can just sap a little bit of people's will to use force when I get the chance.
Hmm.
Because that's the only thing I'm against. I hate smoke. That's why I told myself I just love what you're trying to do in terms of the goal, and I hate smoke, but you've got an immoral element in your crusade here, and the end never justifies the means. The immoral element is force.
Yep, you're absolutely
right. Force initiation. Yeah.
Did anybody come up to talk to you afterwards? What was your reception like? As far as you said, it was cordial, but did you actually have any discussion with anyone?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I stuck around as long as they were there, and I had a lot of different conversations. There are a couple of rep and senator candidates there that I got a chance to talk to about other things.
Did anybody just sort of, did they reply to your allegation? I mean, to the fact that you pointed out that this is force and that that's wrong, or did they just sort of sidestep that and ignore it?
I'm trying to remember. I'm sure I said it more than one time, you know, because they kind of came back to me a couple times, but it seemed like the way they did seem to kind of sidestep it, if I recall. It was just sort of like, well, we kind of have a difference of opinion, you know, and stuff like that.
Mm. Yes, their difference of opinion is it's okay to use guns to force people to do what you want
them to. Well, no. Their difference of opinion is we don't know that there's guns because we're going to pretend like there aren't guns. These are people that even when you point out to them, crystal clear as day, the fact that you're using force on others, they deny it to the hilt that there's force being used.
No, they didn't try to take that line. They didn't say that to their credit. They didn't deny that they were trying to use force.
Well, that's good. Because it really bugs me when you point that out and people will go, well, we're not going to use force on anybody. This is that we're just going to fine them. You know, they just shift the issue. They try to shift away from it as much as they possibly can. So I think what was really good about this, Dave, is that they probably expected a bunch of anti-smoking zealots to show up, and they were probably shocked that five people who probably don't like smoke, like you, showed up to counteract them. And that means that they're going to know that they're going to be facing more opposition in the future, and I hope they're ready for it.
Yeah, it's true. Well, you know, when it came up last year, I was kind of starting to say that was the first time. You know, normally free staters have been successful in the legislature when they've kind of helped somebody else. You know, like if you've got Republicans trying to battle off an income tax or something like that, that's where we're great. You know, because we have allies and we link up with them and do stuff. But if there's an issue where we're really the only ones clearly organized trying to fight something by ourselves, we just expect to lose. So it was
sure, because there aren't very many. There aren't a lot of us yet.
Yeah, it was surprising to win last year, but I'll be surprised again if we win this year, because it is a very difficult issue to fight. And
you can bet they're going to redouble their efforts, and we should as well.
Now, Dave, it was my understanding there was a restaurant that's popular in New Hampshire that was supporting the smoking ban because they didn't
Spanish, a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, they didn't want to, you know, tell their patrons you can't smoke in here. They wanted the government to do it for them.
Cowards.
Were they involved in this little meeting of yours? I mean, has anyone protested that restaurant in particular? I mean, it seems to me that
I think there's been a quiet embargo on that restaurant.
I'm not buying from there, but I think somebody should stand out in front of the restaurant with a sign that says, you know, this restaurant hates freedom.
Mm.
I didn't see any of those folks there. I've emailed the guy who was the president of that restaurant chain, and we had some cordial emails. And my recommendation to him, and I told the guys at the meeting this too, I said, why don't you, instead of trying to lord it over us, why don't you link up with us and let's work together on persuading people to stop smoking in their restaurants and workplaces? Because it is a real threat. It is a real problem. So, you know, we've got 700 people met registered on NHFree.com, and they've, you know, some of them have discussed this issue about maybe voluntarily working together with the anti-smoking people if they would just stop trying to use force. That idea, maybe it's just too complicated for them to quite grasp exactly why we're saying that.
It's bizarre, isn't it? People just can't imagine not using the government guns to enforce their way on others. And I hope, hopefully that the more we show up, Dave, the more Free Staters appear in person pointing out the realities of government force, just maybe over time, maybe over the next 5 years, people will start to get it. You think maybe if we just keep hammering it home, repetition, frequency, really just nailing it in there, just maybe they'll get it eventually.
I think it will, you know, it should have an impact on maybe deterring certain kinds of legislation. I remember Churchill once wrote one of his early his books about World War I, he was explaining how the Germans had a crisis with the British and the French in 1905 that almost generated a real all-out war at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And the British did various sort of hawkish things that kind of deterred the Germans. And everybody was a little bit worried, you know, that they might have gone too far. But anyway, but what happened was that the Germans, the way they reacted, they're very proud people, and they weren't ever going to back down, but what they did was they just stopped moving forward. They quit doing anything provocative. They didn't back off an inch, but they just stopped moving forward. And I think it's easy to get people to do that, where they're not actually backing down, but they're not trying anything new.
Yeah. Go watch TV instead. Dave, thanks for the call. We appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231. So I think that, Mark, what we're talking about here is a message that's very simple. I mean, the libertarian message, the pro-freedom, pro-liberty message, it ain't complex. It's not rocket science. I mean, the position we come from is so simple. It says that it's not right, it's not nice to use force on others to achieve political or social goals. And we continue night after night here on Free Talk Live to spread this message. And people tune in. They think we're a little wacky at first. Then the more they listen, they start to understand. And so that's my suggestion, that, you know, the more we're here, the more Free Staters get here in New Hampshire and start speaking out about using force on others and how inappropriate it is, that'll become a popular idea eventually.
I think so, too.
And people will start to understand it, and then they'll wonder why they ever supported government violence. More on the way, especially about monarchy, coming up. Free Talk Live.
Fiercely independent.
Who do you think is worse, the Democrats or the Republicans? I say it's the Republicans, because the Democrats have no power at all right now. Should they get a hold of the reins of power somehow? I'll anoint them the worst party. The way I look at it, whoever's writing the laws, that's who you have to be concerned about at any given time.
Prudent perspective from an edgy windbag. It's Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I'm Bobby Lyons with today's Car Clinic Minute. A dog wears it, kids play it, and Price made it famous. I'm talking about Tag, of course, and I've got an automotive version that could help save your life when we come back.
Whether it's a classic car or Grandma's chocolate chip cookies, I prefer originals, like the original Scotch Shop towel. Scotch Shop towels are soft, strong, and absorbent. Don't let lookalikes fool you. The original Scotch Shop towels handle tough messes like grease and oil and are durable enough to be used again and again, wet or dry, at home or work. Buy Scotch Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. They're an original. Just like the U.S. Army uses dog tags to identify our soldiers, U.S. car manufacturers may soon be using tire tags to identify information about where the rubber meets the road. In response to pressure from auto companies in light of the recent tire crisis, the Automotive Industry Action Group, an industry trade association, is working on the standard for an electronic tag that fits inside tires that makes tracking easier in a recall. Now that's a tag that's really it. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want, 1-800-259-9231. We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com, where we have updates. You get signed up, and we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce. Updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org That is freestateproject.org. So, Mark, we're going to talk about monarchy. And apparently one scholarly type is suggesting that perhaps we should give it another shot here in America.
Hans Hope Hoppe, I'm not sure what his name is precisely, has asserted that monarchies in theory and historically have proven far more stable and far less intrusive on the rights of citizens for the longest period of time. This is not to say that monarchies don't fall. Of course, they do. All governments must. But historically, they tend to be more economically stable, and monarchical rulers tend to have more respect for the natural rights of citizens. The theory, in a nutshell, is this. Government of a representative democracy is populated by caretakers who have no personal stake in the welfare of the nation as a whole. These people are merely charged with the task of caretaking the public largesse.
He's talking about the representatives?
Yes.
Okay.
With no personal consequences if the nation should happen to fail. Their motivation, therefore, is short-term, to redistribute the usurped property as quickly and inefficiently as possible to the particular interests in which he represents, and then, of course, to complain that there is not enough and demand more taxation, property theft, regulation, etc.
Sounds pretty accurate.
A monarchy, on the other hand, is an owned government. The nation, in and of itself, is a personal asset of the monarchical family. The family, therefore, has a direct interest in the welfare and health of the nation as a whole, much like an owned home is generally maintained far better than a rental. The monarchy has an intrinsic incentive to maintain the wealth and welfare of the nation and populace. Their motivation is long-term in order to protect their asset for generations.
Interesting.
This hasn't been tried recently. A monarchy... I mean, obviously, you see what our democratic, our representative republic here, democratically elected representative republic, is doing with technology to get into our lives just as much as they can. What is a monarch going to do? It's not like I even have, I can't even protest really, off with his head kind of thing. I really hate the idea of a monarchy. At the very least,
and I don't know if I agree with his point. I see where he's coming from with the whole renter analogy, but a monarch, just like a dictator, is mostly consumed by his own personal comfort. I mean, he wants to enjoy fabulous wealth, fabulous riches, fabulous comfort,
and that sort of comfort seeking has been probably great historically for people because, you know, the monarch's not that involved.
And he doesn't care, really, what goes on in the rest of the country. All he cares about is that he's able to live a comfortable, healthy life. And so, to that end, there may be some areas of the country where the monarch takes an interest. Like, for instance, he wants to be fed, so therefore he makes sure that there's some food being produced that's going to be sent to his table. He wants to have certain accoutrements. He wants to have certain things in his home. And so there's going to be some industries maybe that are going to be favored by the monarch. But for the most part, if you aren't directly involved in making the monarch wealthy and comfortable, then he could give a flip about you, right? I mean, he doesn't care what your area of town looks like. He doesn't care how well off your people are. He's going to never come through your area. He's not going to stay a night at a nearby hotel. He doesn't care. So I don't necessarily agree with that premise.
I think I like the idea of a monarchy, but I like the idea of everybody being a monarch.
Well, yeah.
Everybody being sovereign to some extent or another.
That was the original idea behind the United States.
Right. The United States is a country of monarchs.
Except they went for this whole government thing, which was a mistake. I mean, the concept of individual sovereignty, which is what you're talking about, sovereign powers are what rulers have, kings have. The concept, as Michael Badnarik, who we interviewed a few weeks ago, points out in his excellent book, Good to Be King.
Love that guy.
Is that we're all supposed to be sovereigns of our own property. So, for instance, I am the sovereign of this studio. I am the sovereign of this piece of property that we're on. It's mine. I get to set the rules. If you don't follow the rules, you will be ejected from my kingdom. Now, being ejected from my kingdom means you're going to be about 50 feet away on the street, but it's my kingdom and I can do what I want with it. You take that and you multiply it out times the millions of people that that own property in the United States, and you can see where I'm coming from. Everybody gets to set their own rules and decide amongst their own selves what is and what is not appropriate. I agree with that. That's the best system. The problem was that they also added a government to that concept, which then allowed for the largesse and the stealing
right.
of taxes and all the other terrible things that governments do to people.
Well, I think that at one point a certain segment of society has probably enjoyed more freedoms. I would think that white males, 21 and over, that own land, mm-hmm. Their freedoms have diminished over time to some extent, at least in some areas. I would say that black people, their freedoms have certainly increased since the time of the Constitution, but
visibly. Yeah, but they still have a lot of things that are tying them down today
sure.
that they didn't have a couple hundred years ago. So maybe they visibly increased for a little while, but they've been decreasing like the rest of ours have.
Since the mid-60s, is that what you're proposing?
No, they've been just decreasing since all the other things that affect all of our freedoms, like the income tax and everything else.
Right. Well, anyway, I can't say that I think a monarchy is a good idea at all. I think it's a very, very bad idea. I think that
there's no way it could come about anyway.
I think the best thing we could do is... just diminish the size of the government we have. I'd like to see a penal code added to our Constitution so that if somebody violates it, that they face repercussions for that violation. If you can take them to court and say, look, this bureaucrat violated the Constitution here, those people will be so petrified, he's got to serve X number of times in jail, that they're going to be so petrified they won't be willing to do anything except the very, very obvious best things.
Hmm. Well, now, I suppose they could bring George Bush up on charges after he leaves office. You could still charge these guys with things, can't you?
Well, they're not going to.
But they're not going to.
Right.
Well, of course, that's the issue, right? I mean, even if you put the penal code in, if the executive branch doesn't want to bring charges, then what good's it going to do?
I think you could...
allow citizens to bring charges?
Also, I think that citizens should be able to bring charges in criminal cases rather than the state bringing charges.
We're talking about... You're talking about allowing citizens to bring charges against the government?
I think citizens should be able to bring charges against anyone, any entity.
But then what good's it going to do when the judge laughs them out of the courtroom and says, you want to bring charges against the president? Psh! Get out of here.
I understand that...
See, when they're all corrupt, Mark... All of the rules in the world don't matter because they've been thrown out the window. There's plenty of checks and balances there now, and if there were actually honest individuals that gave a flip about the Constitution in office, somebody would be doing something about all of this insanity.
Are you saying that there's no judges out there that seem to give a flip at all about the Constitution?
There are some,
I disagree.
But they're not enough.
If you happen to end up with that judge, then you put that bureaucrat in jail for 5 years, then the rest of the bureaucrats are going to be petrified, even if it's a 1 in 10
chance. Wonderful fantasy, Mark, but at this point, I think it's pretty much impossible to achieve.
Not unless you the free state.
Not in this America. 800-259-9231, you take control of the airwaves. Got an email from someone who's curious about this whole libertarianism thing. This is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. It is Free Talk Live, so take control.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-339-1700. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-339-1700. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-339-1700. That's 1-800-339-1700.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. Your show, you take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. In fact, we'd like you to do that because we've got live streams there. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version as well for your listening convenience, and both totally free at freetalklive.com. Let's jump into the email box, Mark. This one from Matthew. Ian, my name is Matthew, and I'm a recent college graduate who's just getting his start in life. Unfortunately, I left college not really having any idea what I wanted to do with my life, and this problem still plagues me today. By the way, Matthew, you're not alone.
Yeah, no doubt. I don't think I figured it out until I was 27, 28, when a big man with a booming voice walked into in my office and you know, at the gym that I was working at, and, mm-hmm. and said, I think you'd make a good radio sales guy.
Yeah, you don't even come close to his voice.
No, I can't. I can't. who could?
Right.
And it was the last gym membership I ever sold. I did sell him one, though.
Nice. So, and by the way, Matthew has just graduated college, and he doesn't know what he wants to do with his life. I don't know if that's such a good position to be in. I mean, I hope you didn't spend a lot of money on your college education, Matthew. I hope it was all your parents' money, because if you just spent... what, $20,000 a year, or however much it is? If you just spent, you know, let's be conservative. Let's just say he spent $30,000 on his whole college education.
That's rather conservative.
If you just spent $30,000 and you walked out those doors without any clue as to what you want out of life,
it's tough.
It's not good.
I don't think many people do until later in life, but
no.
It's so. College is so tough. I mean, you know, you take this major. It may be something you enjoy taking, but then, you know, working in it, who knows whether you'll like it or not.
Right. And in this case, he's not even sure what he wants to do. After thinking about it, he says, I realize that whatever I choose to do with my life should reflect my worldview. And when I try to determine what exactly my worldview is, I realized I didn't have one. At least you didn't come out a socialist, Matthew. That's good. I just had pieces of other people's worldviews that I had adopted and taken as my own without ever really considering them. Which, by the way, is how you get a worldview. You encounter different other people's worldviews and you say, yeah, I like that. And you adopt it as your own. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just he's saying he hasn't really considered them. So I embarked upon a quest to find my own philosophy of life, worldview, or whatever you want to call it. In this process, I've been reading a lot, watching a lot of movies, and listening to a lot of talk radio.
Beats the crap out of looking for a job.
The way that was most convenient for me to listen to talk radio was through iTunes, and it was there that I discovered Free Talk Live. I must admit, I've only listened to episodes here and there, but overall, I've enjoyed the show tremendously, even if I disagree with over half of the host's opinions. I really appreciate the idea... He doesn't say which half he disagree with.
Or which host.
Yeah. I really appreciate the idea behind the show, regardless of the result, and I've enjoyed learning about libertarianism from you, even if I find I only agree with parts of it. I decided to ask you about a discussion you had in a recent show. A listener had sent you an email in which he discussed his discovery of libertarianism thanks to your show and had been thinking about it, had written a few of his own conclusions and sent them to you. An example he gave to illustrate one of those conclusions was that in a small town, one person has the right to buy up all the property that contains the wells. Then, if water became a limited commodity, he would be under no obligation to sell or share the water that he owns to the other citizens of the small town. This conclusion was shocking to me. Early on in my quest for determining my beliefs, I decided that one fundamental belief that I held very dear was that everyone, regardless of race, religion, or social class, has a right to live and sustain their life in any way they want and whatever style they prefer, so long as it doesn't impede upon that same right of someone else's. I always assumed that this
sounds like a libertarian.
I always assumed that it was in perfect line with the libertarian belief as well. Perhaps this is not so. Obviously, water is a basic necessity to live. Without water, human beings die. In my mind, the right to live is much more basic than the right to own property, and this is where it sounded libertarian, Mark, but it's not. Mm-hmm. You do not have a right to live. You don't.
Wow.
I mean, how could you believe that you have a right to live?
I guess you're right, because if I had a right to live, I would have a right to food. And if I had a right to food, I wouldn't have to work for it.
You could just walk into the grocery store and grab it up. I have a right to this.
Now, obviously, if somebody has all the water and they don't want to give it to other people, they're a megalomaniacal crazy person, and they are the government.
And to dissect that example and point out why it's ludicrous, because remember, Matthew, a lot of times people will go to just ludicrous, nutty extremes to try to make a point because the libertarian philosophy is so ironclad,
yeah,
so logical, so easy to understand. They have to go to this nutty scenario of, well, what if a guy bought up every well in town? Then he would just be able to shut people's water supplies off. It's insane to believe that that could possibly happen. Because
and if it did, somebody would bring water in from outside of town.
Certainly. Yes, the market would respond, or the guy would be ostracized and nobody would sell him food. I mean, if he's not going to give water to anybody, then the grocery store is going to say, stay out. I mean, there's all kinds of consequences that would come from something like that, but let's just look at the chances that this man would ever be able to successfully purchase all of the wells in a given town. He's not going to be born owning all of the wells. The wells are going to be owned by whoever the respective property owners are.
Right.
And as he continues to go around and buy wells, news is going to get out that, hey, this guy's going around buying up wells. In fact, there's only three wells left in town because he's got a lot of money, right? He's going to have a lot of money to buy these wells. So he's shelling out whatever it takes because he wants to take over the town. He's a madman. He's just going to shell out millions of dollars for these wells. Of course, now he's giving these people that had wells a lot of money so they can go and invest money into a new water delivery service to get money to
pay. Like a truck that would bring water in.
Yeah. And so let's say there's only three wells left. And one well owner sells out. Now only two remain. If he gets the last two wells, he'll take control of the water supply. Well, Mark, you and I are the two owners of the two remaining wells in town. And he approaches you and says, look, I'd like to buy your well. What's your price?
What's his name?
Joey.
Well, Joey, it's pretty clear to me, that you're buying up all the wells in town.
Money is no object. What's your price?
Well, money's no object?
Yeah. That's
okay.
Right.
I'd like $100 million, and I'm going to move to Costa Rica and live like a king.
All right. Sold. So now I own your well. Ha ha!
Great!
Now he comes to me.
Okay.
And I am the last owner of a well in town. Now, as the final owner of a well in town, he's the guy that has 90 wells. I have the final one.
Right.
And I could really make a profitable business out of selling my water.
Yes.
To everybody else. I mean, considering this guy is on his path towards a somewhat of a monopoly ownership of water.
He's pretty close.
He would own the local water, which he wouldn't own anything outside of the local area.
And you use that to wash your car, your body. Some people drink it, but it's also, I probably drink more water that's been trucked in from someplace else than I do water that happens to be from a tap.
I can set whatever price I want to. I mean, if money's no object to this guy, and for most people, it is an object.
Absolutely.
But if money's no object for this guy, I could set whatever price I wanted to. And then I could do whatever I wanted to do with that and bring water to everybody else in the area, or I could just say no. There's no money will not necessarily sway everybody who has a piece of property to possibly transfer to somebody else. Well, I might just do the right thing and say, what are you talking about? Sell this. You're a monopolistic freak, and I'm going to keep my well. Thanks very much.
You know,
go home.
What is stopping people from owning all the water in a given area right now?
I don't know. Nothing? Maybe the government owns some of the water supply.
Sure they do. But you don't think that a local government's going to sell their reservoir if the right price is written
yeah,
on a check? Absolutely they will.
Maybe.
Sure they will. They want the money so that they can do more of their stupid bureaucratic crap. And so then there's no reason that somebody can't have own all the water currently in America. I mean, this isn't a solely libertarian issue here that we're talking about.
It's just such a ludicrous concept. And, of course, and the board op brings up the obvious point. Sell the well and drill another one.
Mm-hmm.
I'll sell you for $100 million. Cha-ching! Now I go and buy up a whole bunch more property and drill some more wells. I mean, really, the suggestion was insane. So we're going to go on with Matthew's email, but just wanted to point out how nutty that concept was, that the idea that someone could own all the water. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. So, no, you don't have a right to life. You don't have a right to water. You don't have a right to food. You should have affordable access to all of those things, and that's what the marketplace provides.
It's the only thing that will provide that.
More coming back. It is your show. You take control. Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsavegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call if you make it now. 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Support the show voluntarily. The way things should be. Those other radio talk shows want to charge you money and then give you access to their websites. We give you access first and then just sort of ask you to help us out. It's called the AMP program, and it stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And you can access the details at amp.freetalklive.com. Find out about what we're doing with the money. We're asking for $3 a month. That's all. That's half the price of what those other radio talk shows charge you for up front. And we're asking for voluntarily.
And that's essentially to be able to get their archives.
Right.
And we give those to you for free.
Right. And the money from the money that you pay those other radio talk shows goes to big corporate conglomerate Clear Channels and talk radio networks, and these big companies with huge amounts of overhead. The money that comes in for the AMP program turns right back around, after PayPal takes their cut, turns right back around into advertising for the show, to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, to buy industry advertisements, to get us on more Clear Channel stations, and to get us on more other radio affiliates, to get more internet listeners on board with the show. And the best part about AMP is that it's effective. It is working. Because over 280 of you have already become amplifiers, it's making a huge difference. We're able to buy half-page ads in Talkers Magazine that makes us look as big as Neil Bortz or any of those other guys do. They're buying half-pagers as well.
Right. We're also able to buy equipment for radio stations that are willing to carry the show. It's really tough when a guy says, well, I'd carry your show. I don't have a processing gizmo.
And yeah.
What you've got to either write that check out of your own checkbook or not go on the station.
Right.
That's rough.
So AMP has been getting us on new radio stations, and of course the effect is that more people, more new people, are coming across the message and the message of liberty and freedom every day. If that's important to you, you should AMP. amp.freetalklive.com. So continuing with Matthew's email, he was talking about the ludicrous suggestion that somebody could possibly buy up all of the water sources in a given town and lord it over people. He goes on to say, in my mind, water's a basic necessity to live. Without water, human beings die. In my mind, the right to live is much more basic than the right to own property. If a group of people are going to die because they don't have access to water, and the reason they don't have access is because one person owns all of the water resources that would be available to them, I absolutely believe that that group of people has the right to infringe the owner's right to property in order to gain access to his water so that they can continue living.
Well, The scenario now that he's talking about is instead not an owner in an area owning all the water, but in fact someone owning all the water in the world. I mean, otherwise you'd be able to get water from elsewhere.
Right, it's ludicrous.
I mean, and if you have a right to water, then I have the right to walk into the local grocery store and take a couple, you know, as much as I can carry of gallons of water and walk out the front door without paying for it.
Yep.
That's what a right is. A right is something that no one can take away from you because it's yours by birth. The fact that you live and draw breath means that you're eligible to have water.
Plus, you can continue.
And it's not, and what he's proposing is like an eligibility to purchase water at a reasonable price. I mean, this is getting a really weird right he's talking about.
Well, he's fresh out of college, Mark.
Yeah.
You have to understand. He's been indoctrinated by the socialist college system here. And if you really want to take it to the extreme, this example, think about the resources that this megalomaniacal madman would have in order to continue to protect his water sources. It's one thing to say he owns all of the water sources in a given area. It's another thing to think about the realities behind keeping those water sources from others. I mean,
right.
He's just one man. He can't keep an eye on all of his water sources. He's going to have to hire people. He's going to have to hire some soldiers, essentially, to guard his water supplies, of which there are plenty.
Black market water trade.
He owns a lot of water. And so, of course, yeah, you could buy off the soldiers, theoretically, if you wanted to. But also, he's going to have probably millions and millions of continuous dollars coming in to pay off these soldiers, of course, to continue guarding the water supply for. But where's this money going to come from? If you're cutting off water to everybody in the area, people are going to start dying, and then you're not going to be able to buy any other products and services. So congratulations, buddy. You've got all the water. Now what? You don't get anything else. Everyone's dead, fool. It's just a ludicrous scenario. And I'm not calling you a fool, Matthew. I'm talking about the guy buying up all the water supplies. All right, let's continue, because
let's assume that no one has any drilling equipment to be able to drill down to the aquifer where
and
this guy's
else,
getting his water from.
Or nobody else has any money to invest in an alternative water supply business, which is ludicrous. All right, going on. He says, in the same show, you discuss the right to bear arms and defend your property, even if it means taking the life of someone who infringed upon your property. I think self-defense is a legitimate reason to use lethal force, but only if it's reasonable to suspect that the person you were defending against threatened your own life. No, I agree with that. If we were ever talking about shooting somebody because they walked on your front lawn, it was probably in jest. You can give somebody a warning if they continue to aggress against you personally and you feel like you're threatened, like your life is in danger, then you should use force to fight back. But walking on your flower bed doesn't justify lethal force.
I can't imagine that either one of us support the idea of just shooting somebody who's cut across your front lawn.
Absolutely not. He goes on to say, Do you think using self-defense is a lethal force and self-defense is justified in defending one's, just in defending one's life or also in defending one's property? Well, it depends. For instance, if somebody has come onto my property, let's say a gang of people have come onto my property and have started to destroy it.
Yeah.
And I come
taking baseball bats to your car.
Right. I come out and say, hey, what are you doing? Get out of here. And they say, F you, we're not going anywhere. And I say, look, I've warned you nicely. You keep beating up my car and hurting my dog or whatever it is that you're doing, destroying my property. You've been warned. You've got now 5 minutes to leave. Let's say I've got a big piece of property.
Right.
It's going to take him 5 minutes to get off. You got 5 minutes to get out of here. F you, we're not going anywhere. Well, at that point, I feel like it's okay.
Yeah, I would have to say too.
And shoot to kill.
What if, never leave anybody so they can come back after you. If a guy, say, busts through your front door, he hasn't done anything to harm me yet, but
I'm feeling threatened.
I feel threatened.
Because
so,
the normal way you enter a home is to knock first and ask nicely to come
do
in.
Do I have to ask him a whole litany of questions to find
right.
out whether or not he's a threat to me? Or can I pull out the Mossberg and blow
me,
his damn
you?
Head off? Because that's what I'm going to do.
He goes on, though. He says, I have serious problems with the justification just to defend your property because of the following hypothetical situation. Oh, boy. Here's another one, Mark. Say a person owns a piece of land, and on that land there's a small worthless toy and that the landowner wants near that the landowner owns that's near the edge. Say a young boy comes along and sees the toy and wants it and picks it up, even though it's not his. Is the landowner within his rights to shoot the young boy because he took the toy that wasn't his? I can't see how any jury anywhere would suggest that the landowner was right.
No,
to
I
do
can't.
Something
I
like
can't
that.
See,
I can't
that
see how any arbitrator would suggest that.
I can't see it either. Also, even in the craziest of anarcho-capitalist worlds, there would be all kinds of repercussions for such an action.
You mean what do you mean?
Even in the craziest anarcho-capitalist world, you know, there would be insurance companies that would, you know, people would stop doing business with a guy that kills kids that come onto his front lawn.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. People are going to stop selling from them. People are going to stop buying from them. People are going to stop, you know, services going.
Oh, I can tell you that if somebody killed a kid for picking up a toy off of his front lawn, it wouldn't be right, but daddy's probably going to be a little angry.
Yeah. Really angry.
And there might be a little vigilante action going on.
Might be some mob rule going
on.
Yeah.
Because that's just wrong.
Yeah, it's just wrong.
Now the kid, and let's follow the scenario here, because it's certainly not right what the kid's doing. It doesn't justify gun violence, but it's the kid's certainly invading his property and taking somebody else's property. The old man could simply follow the young child home, find out where he lives, approach his or her parents, and say, hey, look, your kid came on my property today. Can I have my toy back? And if they don't give him back, then he'll go to an arbitrator, and they'll have arbitration, and then the arbitrator will say, look, you got to give this guy his toy back or give him enough money plus percentage for his time wasted.
Right. You know, libertarianism is a philosophy that's based on personal responsibility. And I'm sorry, shooting a child that has come on, you know, a couple of feet onto your property to take some insignificant item, that's not, it's not in the realm of responsible. It's not in the realm of acting responsibly.
And I'm sorry that Matthew got the impression that we somehow would support something like that. That's asinine. He goes on to say, I would argue the answer is no. We would agree, Matthew. I am curious what your answer would be. I apologize for the length of this email. I'm not sure if it's the kind of email you ask for when soliciting emails and phone calls on the air. I'll completely understand if you're too busy and not interested enough to respond, but I thought I'd ask the questions, and I'm glad you did, Matthew. I'm very open to the idea that there is a flaw in my logic somewhere that I don't see, and I would be thankful if you would point it out for me. The flaw, Matthew, was that you took the hypothetical scenario of the man owning all of the water supplies as something that could actually happen in the real world. That was your flaw.
And perhaps libertarianism's all about property rights, but man, that's just taking it too far.
Yeah, it really is. Just think about what most people would think, because most people would be what the arbitrators would be looking to make happy when they make decisions. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online in the meantime between now and tomorrow night's show at freetalklive.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.